Welcome to Four-Wheel Drive, presented by Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Bay Meadows. JP Shadrick with Marquise Lee. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Great. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you.
Four quick questions here. Yeah. Let's start off with number one. Your season so far, certainly the best you've had early in a season here in Jacksonville. You're healthy.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Tell us about your season so far. Why the success here?
Just created a routine, something that I felt was needed in order for me to remain healthy throughout the season. It's a lot of things that I did prior for the last 2 years that I felt that was right, but turned out not to be. Been through the process, had a chance to talk to some people in the off season as far as my track coach from high school, and got into just running track again. Just staying on my running 24/7. So this off season, I was really focused on just running rather than lifting.
Question two, you mentioned the track. Let's get to that. That's a little different, right? When you get the track coach involved, why did you finally call it?
Because I didn't know nothing about a hamstring until I got to the NFL to keep it 100. So my main thing was, in the past I never had a hamstring injury, so I just wanted to go back to what was working at the time. And at the time, throughout high school and throughout college, that was one coach who kept me on path as far as, just my body and things like that. So why not go to what works?
Quick question number three. USC. What the heck is going on with the Trojans after Alabama destroyed you guys week one? Wow. It hasn't been great this year. Why? What's the deal in L.A.?
No, they had a little rough patch. They had to get everything right. They actually are like on a 5-game winning streak. They actually been doing good lately.
Okay.
That first game was a rough one, Alabama's a great team. Can't knock them at all.
So you can repeat that if you want.
Can't knock them at all. SCG went out there and played. Unfortunately, it turned out the way it is. But, just a lot of things that you can correct from that game, and I feel like that's what they've been doing lately.
Final question, number four. What now for this Jaguars team? How do you guys get jump-started? New offensive coordinator, but then you got to go out and execute on the field too, right?
For us, of course, we didn't know what was going on throughout the weekend or what was going to happen, but we just had to keep an open mind to regardless of what would happen. If we came back, things would be the same, or if we'd have been changed. But we know as a team, and as players, that we just got to go out there and get the job done. Yes, Coach Nate is the new OC, which is great. He got great energy. He's going to be a great coach for us. But at the end of the day, we still got to go out there and compete as players.
Well, it starts this week in Kansas City. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very
much. Marquise Lee joining us on Four Wheel Drive, presented by Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Bay Meadows.